Okay, thank you. We'd like to welcome Kate Bush to Nightlight. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. It's been 2 years since Dreaming, which a lot of critics called your masterpiece, and your current album, Hounds of Love. What have you been doing since Dreaming?
I've really been reorganizing my life. I work very intensely when we're in the studio. We maybe take a year to make an album, and there's nothing else you can do once you're making an album. It just completely obsesses your life. So I wanted to take a break, get to see my friends, get back into training, that kind of thing. And we moved from the city to the country and built and equipped our own recording studio, which we then recorded all this album in.
Did you also... Hounds of Love is a fuller production, and then Dreaming is a natural evolution, I imagine. But were you reassessing your music at that point, too? Did you go through a period of reassessment?
I think you have to reassess your music after every album, otherwise you're just going to write the same thing that you've written on the last one. And for me, each album should be going somewhere different, otherwise there's not really much point in making a new album. So I think it's important to take a break to create a new energy for a new album, so it's just not the same thing.
On Hounds of Love, a lot of the songs are dance songs, and the single is a hit on the dance charts. Your first in America, was that premeditated? Did you aim for that?
No, I don't think you ever actually aim for any particular market as such. Well, I certainly don't when I'm writing a song. You just write a song because you're trying to say something, or you've got a nice musical idea, and you write the song for the song's sake, not really in order to conquer the world.
Uh-huh. Were you influenced by any dance hits, though? Any other dance songs?
No.
No?
I don't think so, no. I don't listen to very much contemporary music. I think this album is dealing with me being much more influenced and excited by rhythm, particularly consistent rhythm. And I think as soon as you've got a consistency of rhythm, you're talking about things that are accessible to dancing to, and so as soon as it's danceable, people can relate to it.
Yes. Also, you still use a lot of traditional instruments. A didgeridoo? Tell me what a didgeridoo is, first of all.
A didgeridoo is an Australian Aboriginal instrument that's a long piece of wood hollowed out through the centre, and by blowing through this long tube with a circular breathing technique, you can create this... It's like a drone that has a kind of circular sound, because you can almost hear the air whipping around the inside of the tube as it comes out the end. And it's incredible sound. It's very earthy, primeval almost.
And you mix a lot of other traditional instruments in with very unusual new music. I understand that your parents, your family, yeah?
Kate, give me a theoretical answer here.
A theoretical answer?
Well, how about the question? Traditional instruments. Your brothers played traditional, or was it your parents played traditional English and Irish music? And that's a tremendous influence in your music.
Yes. From a very early age, I was surrounded in the house by traditional music being played by my brothers. And I think, as you were saying, when you are very young, it gets in deeper somehow. And has probably been one of the strongest influences on my music.
You don't use your relatives on the album, do you?
I don't know. I think they definitely have involvement, yeah.
What part of England did you come from?
From Kent.
And where's Kent?
It's just outside London.
So, the way you got into the business was through David Gilmour, correct?
Yes, he was really responsible for me being signed by the record company at such an early age. He put up the money for me to make three tracks, to master three tracks in the studio. And through those master recordings, I got the recording contract.
How did you meet him? How did that come about?
I was about 15, 16, and we thought it would be really interesting to see if I could get some of my songs published. A friend of the family knew Dave Gilmore, who at that time was looking for talent to either be involved with or produce or encourage. And he came down to hear some of my songs as part of the scouting process. And I think he was intrigued enough to feel that it was worth mastering the demos and presenting them to record companies in that form.
Mm-hmm. So was the music of Pink Floyd an influence too?
I think it has become an influence because I like their music very much. But at that time I was hardly aware of them. I knew of their name, but I knew very little of their music.
Well, I hate to keep harping on this, but I'd really like to find out where your influences are. I know that The Innocents is one of your favorite movies.
Yes, it is a favorite film of mine.
Right, and that's one of mine, actually. And I've heard that you have a lot of negative triggers in your imagination. That's a quote of yours, right?
I think quotes are very dangerous things. Because quite often, in an interview situation, the same things just to string words together half the time. It's not necessarily something that you mean. I think you just say something, you think, hang on, I didn't really mean that. So it's always a frustrating process where you're being re-quoted from things you were saying at other points in time.
But would you say that you have negative triggers? Let me take this. I don't want to put you on the firing line, but Mother Stands for Comfort. Mother Stands for Comfort?
Yes.
It sounds like it's inspired by tabloid headlines, in a way, or a tabloid story. Can you tell me where that song came from?
It's really about the power of maternal love, and that in the song, the son has done something criminal, and it's irrelevant in a way what he's done, because it's the mother wanting to harbour her son and keep him safe. That's her concern, to look after her child, rather than the morality of the situation. Her love is much more important to her than what's right or wrong.
Many of these songs also show that strong tie to family, which you mentioned. Are you still very close to your family?
Yes, we are a very close family.
Do they live in Kent?
Yes.
At this point? Yeah. With your last album, Dreaming,